And you're with Morning Report. Kiwibank's chief economist is calling for swift and decisive action from the government and Reserve Bank to support multiple industries choked off by the spread of COVID-19. Jared Kerr says the spread of the virus outside China is worsening and the economic impact of attempts to contain the outbreak is already severe. He wants the government to come out strong and backstop industries. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Come out strong and backstop industries. How?
Oh, look, the government can provide support to various industries either by directly providing money or tax breaks, whatever is needed in a severe disruption like we are now.
Okay, for what purpose are we talking about? So, to increase demand or to help them with credit problems? What's the purpose there?
A bit of both, actually. I mean, this is a huge demand shock right now, but we're also seeing a supply shock with China, some of their factories being taken offline. So our exporters are struggling, obviously in the tourism and agriculture sector and education, but also a lot of importers are struggling to get product, and they don't hold a lot of product on shelves these days. So they're running low on cash, running low on inventory. Government coming out and saying, hey, look, we'll hold you together over this hard time, I think would do a world of difference for confidence.
Okay, so what are we talking? A couple of months maybe until things become clearer. Just to get, what would be the specifics here? How would it work? Would it be you didn't have to pay tax or something, or would it just be a grant? What could you do?
I mean, this is what they're figuring out right now. And I think going out to businesses and saying, look, if you're struggling and you're running low on cash flow, then give us a call, give the MBIE a call or the IRD, and we will help you through this difficult period. But I think the government needs to be on the front foot, coming out, telling businesses to get in contact with them, and they can help them through this very difficult period.
What about banks, though? Shouldn't the first conversation be with the bank manager?
Who's, absolutely.
And say, look, can you extend some credit here to get us through this period?
Yeah, and that's our job, and that is what we're doing right now.
So banks are actively having those conversations. What can they offer? Is it sort of a freeze on, you know, mortgage payments, whatever it may be?
Yeah, I mean, it would depend on the customer and what their requirements are and what they're struggling with and how we can help. But there are ways that we can sort of incubate businesses for a while through periods like this. The point is that the global economy is contracting right now, and New Zealand's economy is likely to have fallen in the first quarter, and we're wondering whether it's going to fall again in the second quarter. So in these periods, you know, we need to do what we can to keep confidence higher than what we've seen in the last week.
And the issue is about jobs, isn't it? Because if the longer this goes on, the harder it will be for businesses to keep employees that if they're not getting revenue through the door. And at what point does that start to get really worrying in terms of unemployment?
Yeah, precisely. That's exactly what we're all worried about. We don't want these small businesses falling over. And, you know, small to medium business in New Zealand is the lifeblood of our economy. So if they start, you know, hemorrhaging and laying off workers, then that, you know, that downward spiral into a recession really, really accelerates. So we need to try and prop these businesses up, keep their heads up. And, you know, this virus is bad. It's probably going to last for another few months. But I'm hoping by the end of this year, we won't be talking about it anymore, and we would have bounced right back. Financial markets, I expect to bounce right back. Economic growth will bounce right back, and I think we'll end this year higher than where we started.
Well, markets certainly are bouncing back today, just finally, and it seems to be a part of it driven by this idea that central banks will step up to the plate at least and do their bit, if it can do anything at all. Are you expecting, wanting to see our central bank join the party and make a cut sooner rather than later?
I think they'll be forced to, yeah. But that's not what we need, as we've been talking about. I think we're hearing that G7 central banks are talking right now, but also the G7 finance ministers. And that's more important, because what we need right now is targeted fiscal policy. rather than monetary policy. And I would say that if we're sitting here and the RBNZ's forced to cut 50 basis points, that's because the government hasn't done enough on the fiscal side.
And if we run into deficit with that fiscal spending, if the government runs into heads into deficit, which is highly possible, that's going to be looked through. It's not going to be a problem.
Really, not an issue. This is exactly when you're supposed to deploy extra spending when the economy needs it. We have a huge fiscal war chest. Should we need to, we've got one of the highest credit ratings in the world, and we don't even have more than 20% debt outstanding. We can easily tap into that and use it to offset some of the harm that we're going through right now.